This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Let's get a focus on real radio, shall we? It's 7 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business, and that's why we call it News Talk Review. It's the stories, the charts, if you will, for the week of January 15th to the 19th in this circumstance, but every week at this time, get together with some well-known broadcasters, in this case, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, along with me. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, who has had legendary years with me working on the air. Legendary.
Legendary.
He's And speaking of legends in his own mind, Joe Crummy is here, among other things, has used the word story. He has a storied career in news talk broadcasting, lots of great station call letters behind his name. Right now he's doing a daily podcast called Evil Thoughts. So Mr. Evil is here. That sounds like, what's that from the Mike Meyer movie? Wasn't there a
Dr. Evil?
That's it. Yes, he could be Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. It's great to be with you. Thank you. Thank you.
And the Evil Weevil. Here he is. Okay, so let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10, having to do with sports talk radio. I don't think there was anything this week that happened in the world of sports that was really notable, was it? I mean, the Belichick thing was put to bed last week. Is there anything else?
That New Orleans-Vikings game was the big talk of football this week. Just unbelievably, if you're a New Orleans fan, a heartbreaking last 10 seconds. So, but I'll tell you what, extreme props to Marcus Williams, the defender for the Saints, who gave up that touchdown with 10 seconds left. Most guys walk into a lot of guys will walk into the locker room, tell the press to beat it, I don't want to talk to you, or if they do talk to the press, have an attitude. That guy stood there and took it like a man and just was humble.
Cam Newton could learn a few things from him.
Cam Newton could learn a whole lot from him. Doug, he stood there and just said, it's my fault. If I do that again, I shouldn't be playing football. I'm going to learn from it. I just mistimed it. But he made no excuses, and it was so good to see. And I was like, that guy is a role model. That's somebody I'd want my kid to go, that guy's pretty cool.
That's sportsmanship.
That is sportsmanship.
You know, this. A lot of things that are going on in the NFL make it into this show that The Rock is in. It's on HBO called Ballers.
Yeah.
For whatever the reason, I have found myself fascinated, and I don't want to miss an episode. I watch it whenever I'm on a plane. There are usually a couple of episodes updated in the catalog, so I look for it, and I want to see whatever episodes I haven't seen, I want to see. It's a great story about, and some of the
things. So if you get too far behind, do you go book a flight, or do you just, I mean, we can help you figure out how to watch it at home.
This time of year, I don't have to book a flight just to see it. I'm just on a plane two or three times a week going here to there, mostly east to west and back again. But the it's really interesting. I remember with the old Law and Order shows, it was stories ripped out of the headlines.
Right.
Well, if you follow the NFL and you follow the themes that are prevalent of expansion and things that go on in the personality department and how the inner workings are in the offices and that kind of stuff. It's a really, I don't know anything about football and I really don't care, but I'm interested and intrigued in the football stories that are part of the way this thing is put together. It's a very clever, very well-crafted show. So if you haven't seen it and you're interested in football, Ballers is probably, and there's something in it for men and women. You know, as we started this discussion, you were talking about the guys. And so, Victoria, I wonder, because your husband is very, very involved in the sports radio business. So, and you're around it all the time. One wonders when Richie says something like the guys in reference to the assumption that there are more men playing in this pool than women. What do you think?
Well, that's accurate. There are a lot of female fans of all different sports, but we just don't seem to get that much attention compared to the men. But
why? Why do you think that is? The people that are producing these shows for television and radio need to have women listeners because women make most of the decisions on what to buy.
They do. And but that's one of the things that so many people get wrong on the management end and from, you know, advertising and sales and stuff on the radio and TV side. They don't really, it's very weird to me. It's always been weird.
Yeah.
They kept that show, this is slightly off topic, but that show, The Chew, which is on ABC, it's a nothing of a show, but they literally kept it because the soap operas are gone.
And they needed a place
to put all those advertisers to sell soap. I mean,
you're crazy.
What?
Have you guys watched the Super Bowl in the last decade?
No.
I don't give two names about the Super Bowl.
6 hours of backstories that is nothing but geared to telling, and just like the Olympics. Same thing. All it is backstories to tell you about their family and how they grew up.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah. The Super Bowl.
The shows that lead up to the Super Bowl.
With backstories. And it's all programmed at women. The whole Super Bowl is programmed at women.
Because
the commercials,
the
halftime show, the backstories of the players, how the teams struggled to get wherever it was. The whole thing is programmed at women. They could care. They know men are going to watch. They could care less because they know they've got that. They want to program it to women.
Well, I think maybe the Super Bowl might be an exception then. Although I haven't seen any of the backstory stuff that you're talking about. I usually just watch
Tune in at noon on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, well, who does that?
And
that's 8 hours of programming.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's right. I think you're right about the Olympics, too. There are all. Let's get to the activity. You know, let's hear the story of Popo Peru or whoever it is that's being described, the family. Like Popo grew up in this rural community in the middle of nowhere in Utah.
Oh, a real person.
Log cabin.
Right. Lost her parents at age 2 and was raised by goats, and it's a miracle.
And broke her third toe when she was 15.
Sympathy. All of you. Jeez.
Okay. All right, let's keep moving here. I want to, speaking of sympathy, I have sympathy for those who do not get a good night's rest. And so the way to fix that problem guaranteed is to go buy MyPillows. Become a MyPillow customer. If you haven't, pretty much everybody here has had their MyPillow. They've gotten one or they've gotten two. I bought 8, as a matter of fact, at Christmas time to give to people who are close to me. And many of the people who have been close to me over the years have gotten these MyPillows because I've been talking about them for at least a couple of years. Not just the pillows themselves, but all the things that they have on catalog that you can find at MyPillow.com. And when you use the code DJV, you'll save 50% on everything. You'll buy one premium pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. You'll buy pillows, you'll buy sheets, you'll buy dog pet beds. You have all kinds of, the collection is very broad at MyPillow.com. So start out by going there, looking around, buy the pillow first, because that's what you need first. We all need a good night's rest, and we need good pillows for that. So the buy one, get one free is extended till the end of the month. And then there are other things that are there. All have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you got 60 days to send it back. You buy one item and pay for it at MyPillow. Get the second one free, and it's guaranteed for 60 days. So if you don't like it, you send it back. And that couldn't be the case very often because they wouldn't have 1,500 people working around the clock to make pillows to satisfy the orders if they were no good. So go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And stop your tossing and turning around at night. Buy the sheets. Buy all the things that you'll... there's a luxuriating that goes on in this arena with the great... the feel of fresh, new sheets is fabulous. And the pillows, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can keep them... you set them before you go to bed. Set them to your neck and your head and what you want for the cushion when you put your head down on the pillow to feel like. It's that good. So, again, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the special deals. Use the promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel, to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NoroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. All right, it's 17 after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, overviews of things that have been big, the top 10 items that Talkers Magazine does the research on every week and gives us the list. So we're at number 9. The story of Martin Luther King Day, which was last Monday. I don't know that I have anything really more to say about it. I think what my point is every year with this quote-unquote holiday and President's Day is that it's an outrage that so many people don't know anything about Martin Luther King that are coming along. They don't know about the story. They don't know the history of black and white relationships in our country. They know about the Civil War, maybe, but that's all they know. They don't know about what was required of black men and women in the service, couldn't use the same latrines. The United States Armed Services did not allow blacks to use the same toilet facilities as whites. And that didn't get changed until Eisenhower became president in 1954. So there are things that become ancillary conversations about Martin Luther King. There were, I think the daughter of Martin Luther King said that he'd have been nothing without Coretta Scott King. And then there was the usual, what you'd expect from his son, to do an anti-Trump tirade. So, you know, there was good and bad that came out of it. But not having school these days, when this is a real teachable moment, that's very important, I think, to our future, getting along, I think is an outrage because nobody pays any attention. Who the hell cares who is Martin Luther King's birthday? You go to the store and you buy a new car, or you buy a bed, or there's a special sale for Martin Luther King Day only. Come get your sheets. You know, it's nonsense. It is. That's all it is. That's all it means to most people. Instead of having school and keeping kids and spending the whole day talking about what, not only what he meant, but, you know, Eisenhower really started it with the Little Rock integration and his confrontation with Orville Faubus, who was the governor of Arkansas at the time. And that whole story, I remember that when I was in fifth grade. So, you know, go ahead. You were going to say something, Joe.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, I second that emotion, everything you're saying. You know what? I always like to talk about it. I usually wait till Elvis's birthday to talk about civil rights and that kind of stuff. But I always like to talk about the role of rock and roll and pop music with regard to integration in the United States, because I don't think a lot of people really think about that. We're on the radio, and, you know, talking about the DJs, that guy in New York City, who was it, Alan Freed, these guys that really put themselves on the line to play black music on white stations, and they took a hell of a lot of heat for it, too. And the whole notion of rock and roll being sort of the intertwination, if I may make up a word, of the country music, which was primarily white, and then black blues and boogie woogie, put it together. That's how you get rock and roll. And I think that's an interesting story that never gets told.
Boogie woogie, what a great term that is, isn't it? Got the
that's
boogie woogies. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown Review.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. The late, great Joe Crummy is here.
Evil.
And
late, great.
All right, I like to have fun with Joe because he's a good tease. All right, let's get to the stories. We've spent a lot of time on the DJV show this week talking about the family in California, those 13 children that were captive, and then in almost in the same breath, Larry Nassar and his foolishness, if that's the right word for it. It's probably worse than that with all the Olympians, these creeps, these people. I'm going to quickly give you my take on it, and then let's go around the room here. The idea that these people are normal or that they should be treated or prosecuted in a normal way, it doesn't seem to hold with me. These people are insane. By definition, they're insane. And the way that they've treated people is, by definition, an example of insanity. So what do you do with them? Do you take them all back and shoot them? You put them in jail to keep them away from their children? Do you put them in a mental institution? What do you do with them?
It's a great question. A mental institution leaps to mind, but realistically, starving your kids or abusing your kids, how long of a jail sentence would that actually be?
Does it do any good to put you in jail other than to keep you away from the kids? They're not going to rehab them. These people are crazy.
But that's exactly my point. If they get, put them in jail for life. Really? Yeah. Do you think they will?
13 get them kids? Out of society. Yeah.
You think about the kids. I mean, I don't even.
You're not doing anything to rehab them because they're insane. Yeah. So you're just putting them in a closet somewhere to get them out of the way instead of taking them out back and shooting them. That's all
it
is.
The reason I ask about the jail sentence is because I would be afraid that they could get out of jail and then claim that they've been rehabilitated and then still have some of the minor children.
No. So that's why you do what Rich says,
or anything
is you
like
throw
that.
Away the key.
I hope that happens. Yeah. I'm just worried that it won't.
So you agree with should Larry Nassar be thrown in jail and throw away
everybody who Larry Nassar is?
Larry Nassar is had been an Olympic. He's a doctor, been an Olympic physician, and apparently, I don't know how many women. I've lost track. Hundreds. Yeah.
Hundreds.
He molested or somehow or other did the dirty with when the Olympic Games were going on in any number of years.
And at
so
Michigan
at least
State,
100
too.
Of them have come forth, right, and accused him. Isn't there 100 or more?
I thought it was more than that.
It's more than that. But I think 140 have issued actual statements.
Yeah. So that's his story. Thank you, Richie, for asking, because there's sometimes an assumption that people actually know all of these names and know all of what is going on here. Most everybody, I think, knows about the 13 children in California, don't you think?
I think that's everywhere.
Not everybody does.
No, but now they...
Well, the Turpin family. I don't know how the kids move forward.
You know what I say?
Get that at all. I mean,
where were the neighbors? I mean, I understand the aunt and uncle were half a country away and tried to talk to the kids.
Well, how about the mother? Turpin's. I was reading about Turpin's. I guess the father's. This guy, if you can call him a father, that he had a mom. She's 81. She was saying they were good Christians. They were nice people. She's 81. You think? Why wouldn't good she know? Christian. I mean, I don't get it. None of this.
She probably didn't see the kids. Because the sister, the one sister of the mother, whenever she did see the kids, which wasn't very often, she would always comment on how little and skinny they all were and how malnourished they looked.
There you go.
You know, that kind of a comment, Joe, is what gives Christians a bad name. There are these people who hide behind their moralism that is phony, hide behind their religion, which is fake. And you know, he was a good Christian. How the hell do you know that he was a good Christian? What is a good Christian?
Well, she was the mom. Nonsense. That's what she was saying. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They were
so let's see.
They called each other sweetie. 13 kids.
Yeah.
They called each other sweetie. That's what the mom was saying. They were very... And then there was other news this morning I saw. They lived in Texas prior to this, and they had pictures of the house in which they had lived, that the people who bought the house for them 17 years ago, and it was filthy and disgusting. But I play with houses a lot. I've seen that a lot. So
Having to rehab houses? You can see some horrible stuff. And you take a house, yeah, there's plenty of that. You're right, Joe. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's News Talk Radio time. I'm Doug Steffen with a panel of experts when it comes to conversation. Every week we try to get together, at least a group of us, to bring the focus onto what's been the big item or what are some of the big items this week in terms of News Talk stories and the people who are being discussed. And so Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and Rich McFadden and I are going to spend a moment or two on the Hawaiian false alarm. The radio stations there are all grousing and wondering, oh, what in the world could we do about this guy who pushed the button? And he's been reassigned, and everybody says, hey, reassigned to what? What reassigned? Why isn't he fired? What, and why did he have the job in the first place under the circumstances?
You know what they were doing that I thought was really funny? They had the governor on, and then they had his, I guess the guy that runs Hawaii Emergency Management. It was really kind of interesting. I love how they play pass the buck, aloha style. I remember that, that one day it happened. It was really funny because the guy stands up and he goes, well, it's my fault. I'm taking responsibility. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you didn't even do it. I mean, what kind of a sleazy, quick move is that? You know, yeah, I'll take responsibility. Of course, we all know you didn't do it. And I'm thinking, well, who's the guy that did it? Well, we don't know. We're not going to tell you who that is.
Who implemented the system where one guy can tell everybody on...
Why did it take 34 minutes? It's one thing. I mean, if you hit the button and all of a sudden... I mean, you have your own phone. Aren't you getting the alert, too? And you go, oh, I guess I made a mistake. I better do something about it. No, I think I'll wait. I'll get some coffee. I'm on break right now. We'll fix it later.
Did you see a screenshot of the actual text message that Hawaiians received?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It just says, it's like, take shelter immediately. This is not a drill. Like, it is terrifying.
And then you go, people drive around the highways around the islands and the big signs that are on the side, those electric signs that they put up when you're about to get to a road work or some other thing.
You are about to be nuked.
Well, then it says alarm is over or something like that. And it seemed to minimize the whole thing. It's got to have been scary as hell for a lot of people.
Well, the thing, the alarm is over. I'd go, well, did they miss us? Where did it land? I mean, go, no.
Yeah, their aim's not good.
Hello. Right. Exactly. Where did it land? Right. That's what I'd be thinking, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, the North Koreans have, and people, I think you just said, Joe, a little while ago, or somebody said that Trump was responsible for the North Koreans getting together with the South Koreans as they prepare to carry the flag together to the Olympics. And I guess there's a lot of outrage about the flag, and I'm not sure whether that's coming from North Korea, where people are really not happy at all about what is transpiring. How do we read this? Under the circumstances, there is nice. We always want to have a rapport, and now, but there's always going to be somebody who can find fault with whatever is going on. And so I saw this big headline that sources say the South Koreans are very upset because they don't want to have that flag represent them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
I can see that.
That guy's a nut. I wouldn't want him to represent
me
either.
He's evil and bad, and we don't want to be associated with this guy. I mean, he's like the new Hitler guy. Why do I want to be associated with that guy?
So then why are they doing it? What's in it for the South Koreans?
I guess they're able to take his finger off of the button for a few minutes.
Yeah, ultimately, it's a weird double-edged sword. You know, we want to kind of get together with these guys, but this guy is evil and bad, so it's each sort of side, you know, saying the same thing. You know, that's the problem. You know, we want to cozy up to him, as Rich said, so we don't get nuked. Maybe we can fix this or get along better. But people are going, no, he's evil and bad. Look what he does to his people. I don't want to be associated with that.
Well, but how do you fix the problem? Is you know, you get the closer you get to him, can you do something about who he is? It really is a perplexing problem because there's a vacuum that's created whenever you bop any of these guys off. I've said many, many times, let's send in the SEALs and get rid of them. So who's his sister? Apparently, is worse than he is.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So
is that even possible?
You better make sure you get rid of the whole family at once. A one-stop, get rid of them all.
Apparently, the reason he does his hair the way he does and dresses the way he does and even is the body type that he is, like he keeps his weight there on purpose, is because his grandfather, he looks just like his grandfather, who was extremely popular. And so his whole ploy is to basically have everybody think, oh, Grandpa's back, and he just have them think that he's his grandfather.
Apparently, he's inebriated most every night. He smokes 4 packs a day, and, you know, there's just...
Well, maybe he'll just kill himself, then. Yeah. But we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. Lucky or not. Okay, next item.
I wonder if he...
No, go ahead, Joe. You wonder what?
I wonder if he has a food taster. I would think that if I were the United States, the action is, if you are a super spy and you're a CIA kind of person, the action is in Iran and also North Korea. There's where you want to be. Right?
Well, you want to be close to a McDonald's in North Korea so you can poison the fish burger that he gets.
If he's pulling a Trump, in other words, he goes to McDonald's because they don't know you're coming, right?
So well, that reminds me. So, okay, let's talk about
McChum sandwiches. How does he eat McChum sandwiches? He smokes 4 packs a day and he drinks every night.
He's got good genes. He's like Donald Trump. He's got.
He's
going to
eliminate himself very quickly. Yeah. You can't
let's talk
like
about
that.
Trump's diet. Trump went to the doctor this week, and apparently he had a dementia test as well. And the dementia doctor says he's well. And the regular doctor says he's well, so he's ready to take on the rest of the world. But his diet reminds me of Bill Clinton's diet. And so if they go out to get that food to bring it in, they don't prepare it in the White House. They go buy it at whatever store. Who's taste testing that? I thought there was a taste tester for everything that the president ate.
I'm sure the Secret Service has some sort of...
What, they probably take a bite out of the McDonald's hamburger before they give the rest of it to him?
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Right. Could you imagine being the president, though? Everything you eat, you have to think twice about it. You know, you figure, here, Mr. President, have this big, juicy steak. Come on. You know, I'd be going, I don't know.
Did Chuck Schumer make this?
Exactly. When people calling you Hitler all day long, you got to wonder whether somebody at
Chef
some point
Nancy
in the
Why is Nancy Pelosi in the kitchen?
There you go.
That's right.
Someone's
you
know, in the kitchen well, Nancy.
And she made
in the kitchen, I know. All right, let's get to the... the good economic news, number 5 this week, is a focus on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, or basically what's going on. You see, this is another one of these things where people get it all wrong. They think that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is the real indicator of health in the economy which is about as much bogus BS as you can come up with. The Dow is actually the worst indicator because it only has 30 industrials in it instead of the Standard & Poor, which has 500. There are several other indicators that have thousands of stocks that they're watching, and that's where you really see what's going on. Do they normally have the same sort of the NASDAQ is normally the same or would reflect the same changes as the New York Stock Exchange, but not always. Sometimes the New York Exchange is up, and sometimes the Dow Jones is up, and sometimes the NASDAQ is down. But there's no question that we have a really healthy economy in the sense that people who have money invested in a lot of banks and a lot of hedge funds and a lot of, you know, look at what happened this week. Goldman Sachs, for the first time in decades, was not the number one bank in the world. In fact, it was...
Bank of America?
No, not Bank of America.
I thought Bank of America had a good report this week.
Yeah, it did. They all have good reports. But yeah. See, we look at this stuff... And we say, oh, isn't that wonderful, the banks? The banks have been screwing, I was about to use the F word. The banks have been screwing customers and shareholder, everybody. We all think, oh, 2008, look what the banks did. You can go back to before when Carnegie and the Rockefellers and all these people were starting their banks and the mentality of how you think the banks are these big, bright institutions that are responsible for the health of our country. Well, to a part, I suppose they are. But they're really, for the most part, run by greedy, horrible people who will do anything. And you know the old expression about they'd screw their grandmother. This is what happens with these big, huge banks that command what goes on in the economy. So, you know, they're all the reason that there is so much focus on the crypto and the headlines, crypto collapse, and so that's all driven by the bank because they don't want that stuff to work.
Right.
They're the advertisers.
They're terrified of it.
Right.
Because anyone can do it, and essentially you don't need the banks to make that kind of money.
Yeah, the banks are out. Although I would make the argument that banks and major corporations, I guarantee you, that Exxon, Apple, and major banks are buying Bitcoin because they can move money untraced and not have to pay taxes on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yep.
Guaranteed. Well, 80% of all Bitcoin is owned by major corporations around the world.
I didn't even think about that. That's an interesting point, Richard.
Yeah, it's untraceable.
Yeah, you see what Apple is doing, is it Apple or Amazon? Apple bringing back $268 billion
in cash. That's a good sign. Right.
Yeah. The circulatory system. Yeah, it is a good sign.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. That's
Although, it's funny, you watch on social media, and even though Apple gave everybody in the company, a $2,500 bonus this week, they say because of the tax cuts.
Right.
I mean, social media just attacked Apple, and just because they said they're still greedy, they're not doing it because of the tax cut. They're doing it because they want a tax break. It's all because they want the tax break. It's not because they want to help people.
You believe everything you read in social media, Rich? You believe all the things on front page of the newspaper?
Let me tell you something.
Facebook, you know it's real.
You could hand gold bars. If Republicans handed gold bars to the poor, people would find a way to make it look bad.
They only gave him one. They didn't give him two.
Right.
All right.
Do you realize how much money that is? It's a lot of money.
But going back to Doug's initial point, though, that using the Dow as some sort of barometer of the health of the economy, I totally agree with that, because the majority of Americans don't even have investments, and they're not tied to Wall Street at all.
They don't have any savings. Yeah. What was the story we have? Most Americans don't have $1,000 to take care of an emergency.
39% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an unplanned emergency.
Right.
They would put it on a
401k.
But they have a 401k.
Do you have a 401k? Then you're invested there. I think it's not quite as simple as that.
You'd be surprised. That's not something that is sort of ubiquitous for people in America. This is just saying that 39%, so that 61% of Americans don't have $1,000 in cash for an emergency. That's an alarming statistic. If you really want to talk about the health of the economy, to me, that's mind-blowing.
Hey, Richie.
35% of all American adults have a 401k.
That's only 35%, right?
Rich,
can you loan me a grand?
I got you covered, man.
46 past the hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Do you take Bitcoin?
Welcome back to one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Do you struggle to get a good night's sleep? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, MyPillow will bring all that to an end. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long, giving your head and neck support like no other pillow. You'll fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, wake refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off on a four-pillow pack. That's correct. You just heard me right. All four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off with the four-pack. Be sure to use promo code DJV when you call 800-716-5989. That's 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off four-pillow pack, plus you get free shipping. In the People column, to give you the highlights of what Talkers Magazine came up with in their research this week for the people that were mostly on the top of the front burner, if you will, conversationally, number 10 sports entity Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and the rumors about them splitting or splitting off from the Patriots, not true. Michael Wolff, the author, number 9. Larry Nassar, number 8. Dave and Louise Turpin, number 7. Eric Hargan, number 6. Pukin Putin and Kim Jong Bungalunga at number 5, Robert Mueller at 4, Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi at 3, Dick Durbin and Lindsey Graham, Republican and Democrat, and basically the same spots in their respective parties, number 2, and number 1, again, it could be Trump number 1, Trump number 2, Trump number 3, but it is Donald Trump. That's the review. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Many of us share fond memories of roasting marshmallows around the campfire and making s'mores with the kids. Apparently, we've been doing it wrong all these years. The U.S. government has now published guidelines on the right way to roast marshmallows and make s'mores. It begins with using a stick at least 30 inches in length, but it ends with substituting fruit for the chocolate to cut down on sugar. Is there any aspect of life that we're capable of living without the government telling us how? This particular direction came from the U.S. Forest Service. If they look through the lens of liberty first, they might worry more about the 100 million acres of national forests that have burned in the last 15 years than about whether we are burning our marshmallows.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Back to a review of the stories on the countdown, the charts for the week of the 15th to the 19th. Let us go from number 10 to number 1 here in review so you know actually what the core, what the basic, what the outline is. I'm confused all these words and I'll never get the top 10 stories in. Here we go. Number 10, sports talk radio and what the action is there between football and baseball. I'm sorry, basketball, but baseball is coming up another month or so. Martin Luther King Day at number 9. The captives case in California, number 8. Number 7, Larry Nassar and his trial with all those Olympians. Number 6, the North Koreans and the Hawaiian false alarm. Number 5, the situation with our financial realities. Things are good economically. Number 4, continuing conversation of global warming, because last year, according to the records, was the warmest year. At least that's the claim anyway. Trump number 3, Trump number 2, and Trump number 1. That's pretty much the way it wraps up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Richie's on my butt because we have now a couple of minutes left, and all we have time for is a few Trumpisms. I don't know that there's much more. Maybe I'm showing my own bias here. I'm so tired of all the negativism aimed at Trump, I don't want to talk about it. The Trump-Russian probe and the crap hole stuff, and the only thing that's worth a moment or two of our time is the government shutdown, and because this airs over the weekend, who knows what the situation will be come Monday morning, but it's the same. It's really, what's different, Richie?
You know what, just tell everybody stop putting that hook in your mouth when the government tells you. CNN has a or had a countdown shutdown clock
CNN did,
on
right.
Friday.
Yeah.
15 hours to the countdown to the shutdown. Please, stop buying the stuff. They aren't going to let it shut down. And if they do, it's not a big deal. Right. It's 15% of the government that actually the parks yes, close.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
You can't pay your taxes.
Right, exactly.
Because there's nobody in the IRS to collect them, that kind of stuff. All right, 10 before the hour. Talk radio review.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to, as the week ends, overview the top five items from the world of technology now, courtesy of the research and knowledge of Victoria Kievan, who's here. So let's get started with number five, as Facebook returns to its roots, Victoria.
That's true. Facebook has announced that they will be revamping the algorithm that will run your newsfeed. And so now they have eliminated, and this is all based on user feedback, they have eliminated a lot of celebrity posts and published what they call publishers, brands, products, things like that. You won't be seeing them as prominently as your actual friends. And so the new algorithm will even predict where they're going to organize your newsfeed based on what they predict you will like in terms of what other people have posted. So they're slowly rolling this out. You should notice a few changes right about now, and over in the next few weeks, you'll probably see that you're going to have to make a real effort to go and look at some of those other celebrity pages and brands and things like that. So Facebook, it's not great for advertisers, but Facebook feels like they can take the hit as long as they keep people happy and they keep people on the platform longer. So that's what they will happen.
They have worked hard to update themselves because they were kind of becoming passe, and now they aren't at all, I don't think, anyway. Number four, please.
Well, last year, Dell Computers approached Twilight actress and environmentalist Nikki Reed to try to find a way to reuse the gold parts that are found in motherboards of old computers. Now, Dell has a program called the Reconnect program, and they collect and recycle all types of old computers and laptops and phones. And so it turns out there's a lot of actual real gold in the motherboard of computers. So they decided they wanted to do something funky with it and make it environmentally friendly. finally. So they worked with Nikki Reed, and she turned it all into jewelry. It's called the Circular Collection. You can buy it on Nikki's site, which is called Bayou with Love, like the Louisiana Bayou. And 14 and 18 karat gold earrings, rings, and cufflinks range from $78 to $170, which is actually very well priced for actual pure gold. And so Dell wants to raise awareness. They say only 12% of electronic waste is actually recycled. The rest sits in a landfill. So landfills very much bother me and a lot of other environmentalists. So this is a great way to raise awareness. And Dell says it doesn't matter what brand of your old stuff, they will take it. So they'll take Apple, Samsung, Staples, Office Depot, Best Buy, all that stuff. Dell's Reconnect program will accept all of your old electronics, which is great.
All right, number three, speaking of Apple, there's a focus on Apple.
Yeah, Apple got some really bad press when the new iOS system update came out, and then everyone who had an iPhone 6 noticed their phone was a lot slower. So Apple actually admitted that they had to slow the old phones down so that they wouldn't shut down completely. And people were not happy about this. So in order to make amends, if your battery is an original battery in your iPhone 6 or 6S, they will now replace the battery for you for only $29. And it doesn't matter if it passes the Genius Bar diagnostic test or not. They say, come on in, and if you need a new battery, and if you can't afford to upgrade your phone to an iPhone 7, 8, or 10, that it's okay. They will give you a brand new battery for $29, which is a huge bargain, considering that they used to start at a minimum of $80.
Let's look at number two here. The top two stories this week from technology, according to your rendering, Victoria, I think are equally important.
Mm-hmm.
This is suing by the attorneys general around the country to block the net neutrality repeal is very important.
That's true. 22 states have filed a lawsuit on Tuesday to block the FCC's repeal of net neutrality. Eric T. Schneiderman, who is from New York, he said the repeal of net neutrality would turn internet service providers into gatekeepers, allowing them to put profits over consumers while controlling what we see, what we do, and what we say online. So all the attorneys general are pretty much of the same mindset. They essentially want to work with public interest groups and get the whole thing repealed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's from New York as well, she tweeted that they only need one more vote from one more senator to reverse the decision, and she said keeping our internet free and open to everyone could not be more important. And of course, people who are in favor of net neutrality absolutely believe this. Large corporations like Verizon and Comcast, they're having net neutrality be repealed is something that they love because it's good for their business, but really bad for the consumer.
Yep, which happens when you get monopolies. Number one, Amazon in the focus.
Amazon has announced their 20 finalist cities and areas for the second headquarters, which is called HQ2. The 20 potential cities are Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a suburb of D.C., Nashville, Newark, New York City, Northern Virginia, again another D.C. suburb, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. So it will be a $5 billion project with 50,000 high-paying jobs.
There you go. It's coming to Framingham, actually. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.